It is great to be in church on Thanksgiving weekend. You know, it's generally this weekend where many of us eat way too much, right? Way too much. You're unbuckling things and you're falling asleep and all kinds of stuff happens on Thanksgiving weekend. But, you know, we kind of focus around this big bird getting cooked. And, you know, growing up in my culture, I didn't actually have my first turkey dinner until I met Leslie and went to her grandmother's place. And wow, was I ever blown away. Amazing, absolutely amazing. We just don't do turkey dinners in the Punjabi culture. And so, and it's not even curried turkey. We just don't do turkey at all. So it's just, you know, learning some new things. But it was awesome. Love turkey dinner. It's so good. It's so good. And so many of you, maybe you've already had, and you've already enjoyed some of that with your family and your friends. You've had turkey dinner maybe yesterday, maybe you're doing that today, maybe tomorrow. And maybe that's, you know, you're just preparing to give thanks for all the good things in your life. You know, I think we actually have the best thing to be thankful for here today as we celebrate Jesus, our Savior. That's the best thing that we can be celebrating, give thanks for. He's the risen King and who will soon be coming back for the church. He's the one who made a way for us to have relationship with the Creator and Sustainer of the universe and all that's in it. We can be thankful that God sees us as His children and that one day we'll spend eternity with Him in heaven. Eternity is a long time. We can be thankful for that, that we serve a God who's alive, who's risen. And I really pray that each one of you came this morning with thanksgiving in your hearts towards Jesus and all that He's done in your life. I'm thankful this morning for the fact that He actually speaks to us. And I'm excited to begin sharing this series of messages that God has been laying in my heart for some time now. We're beginning this morning with the first of a three-message series on vision. And vision is something that's so incredibly important. It actually gives us a picture of the preferred future, something that guides us and it actually inspires us forward as a people. I actually believe that God is speaking a vision over His church for the years ahead. A vision that will require boldness, it'll require courage and obedience from us, His people, His chosen people for this time. Let's look at God's Word together. We're going to look at Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 to 15. If you have your Bible, you can follow along or you can read along on the screen. Since God chose you to be the holy people He loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you, God, that you call us. You call us to be thankful. Lord, that you call us to so much more. To mercy, to kindness, humility, gentleness, patience. You call us to forgive. And God, you call us to love. Lord, we just thank you that you are at work in each of our lives. And God, that you never let go. You never walk away. But Father, you're with us each and every day. As we say yes to you, Lord, you live in us. And we have a relationship with you. So God, I pray this morning that you would speak to us. You would begin to create a burning passion in us, Lord, to see your name be glorified here in this place, in this community, on this Sunshine Coast and beyond. And Lord, we do believe that you are calling us, you are leading us forward in a vision for the future because you have many good things in store. You have many good things in store for us. You're not finished here, but there are many great things ahead. And we just thank you for that, Lord, today. Pray blessing, God, as we would hear your word today. Speak into the deepest part of our heart, Lord. Help us to open our ears to what you would have for us as individuals and as a church. Pray this in your name. Amen. Amen. Friends, there is so much truth in those verses that we just shared. You know, as followers of Jesus, we must embrace this character that we are being called to. The future of those who need Jesus depends on us living out these biblical values every day. Now, don't mishear what I'm saying. I'm not saying that we are the ones that if we don't do that, people aren't going to come to know Jesus. His Spirit is at work. But let me tell you this. We're his hands and feet. If we're not living out Jesus every day in our lives, then how will people see him? How will people be drawn? You know, it's the action of love and care that we show each other because of our relationship with Jesus that will make all the difference. I really believe that. We need to stop just talking about being a Christ follower and act like one. Let's stop just talking about it and act like it. Let the actions speak louder than your words. I think there's a few slides ahead there. Let your actions speak louder than your words. Clothe yourselves, the word says, with mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance, it says, for each other's faults. Forgive anyone who offends you, because we are forgiven people. Paul, he continues with that picture of putting on clothing. Imagine now we're getting into the fall. It's starting to get a little cooler out. And you're putting on that warm jacket, you put it on and you just feel warm when you're out in the cold. When that cold breeze off the ocean is hitting you, you just feel warm. That's what the picture. It's that putting on, we're putting these things on. It says, above all, clothe yourselves with love that binds us together in perfect harmony. Remember, realize this. It doesn't say, you know, in semi-harmony. It doesn't say, well, sort of harmony. It says it binds us in perfect harmony. So what does that say to me? It says that if above all we're loving one another, there will be harmony. And that means more than just feelings. It's actions. It's not saying something when we feel like we should say something about something. We're called to live in peace, the word says. And then there's a sentence all on its own. It says, always be thankful. Like it's not tagged on to the end of that verse, but it's a separate verse in itself. It says, and always be thankful, a separate sentence. Always be thankful. We need to be reminded of God's goodness, don't we? And the need to be very thankful for all he's done. We need to give God thanks for all he's done so far in and through us in 2013. You know, I want to just take a quick snapshot and look back and give thanks to God for all that he's done here in this place and through the church over this past year of 2013. And so we're just going to look at a couple different areas. And I want to just remind you of God's faithfulness and what he's accomplished through us. And we need to be reminded of that so we can give thanks. We know what we're giving thanks for. And so in our community, we need to give thanks for the favor and the impact in our community that God has had through this church and through each of your lives. We had over 200 people come through the doors of this church at our fall barbecue competition, our fall kickoff. Over 200 people come in and out of this church parking lot, in and out of this building, and we helped raise funds for the Elves Club food hampers, which happens right here in this space every year and has been going on for many years. I was amazed last year. They just convert this space into a warehouse. And it's just filled with all kinds of things, food hampers being prepared, all kinds of stuff, and we were able to just help support that. Badminton ministry, Daryl, that happens here every Monday night, has been going on over 20 years. All kinds of community people here, kids and families, newcomers to Gibson's. A lot of people I've connected with over the last year and a half that are brand new to Gibson's. They heard about this. They come out, and it's a great way for them to meet other people. We get to have interaction with people like that as well, and it's just absolutely fantastic. Carol, I think about power walking. You're power walking. How many years have you been doing that now? 6 years or something like that. Power walking group. You think, oh, it's a power walking group. Well, who come? There's a lot of people that come out to that. Different people and more people that are coming out to that on Tuesdays and Thursdays. You know, it's a group that's growing from in the church and outside the church, right? Alpha marriage course. We did that, and it filled the foyer. Filled the foyer with couples from the church and the community who wanted to strengthen their marriage relationship. Like, we can give thanks to God for that. It's good. It's positive. And just even just like a week ago, we had the 2013 International Naturally Autistic Peoples Award. They were doing workshops here in the church. So we're being involved. We're being engaged in the community. We're collecting food for the food bank. We're blessing families by putting together a number of kids' backpacks full of school supplies for the school year. We've done some of that. We've had over 300 people filled this place between the community and four churches for a Good Friday service that we had this year. And we all were singing praise and had communion together and had fellowship together. That's powerful stuff. God is granting favor, and we are seeing an impact in this community for the kingdom of God. We can be thankful for that. We can actually be thankful for that. Psalm 5 verse 12 says, "Surely, Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield." You see, God's favor, when we are praying, when we are seeking him, when we are saying, "God, we want to do what you're calling us to do," his favor rests and doors open, and we're able to interact and engage in all kinds of new ways. In our church, we need to be thankful. Give thanks for what he's done in the growth of the church. I look again, we just talked about youth ministry this morning. Youth ministry, launching that youth ministry this year with Jordan and Brittany and as our youth coordinators here at CLA. We sent youth to History Maker, the youth conference, for the first time in a lot of years, I think. That's awesome. And that's growing. You know, just this past Friday, a couple days ago, I was at their place to pick up Priya, and they had a house full of kids. Just a house full of kids hanging out. Bunch in the kitchen, bunch in the living room, playing games, just hanging out, doing life together. And you see, Jordan and Brittany, they're having an impact on kids, both inside and outside the church. You see, God is growing the church. God is growing the church, and we need to give thanks for that. As a side note, I want to encourage you, they actually need some people to join their team, the youth leadership team, the youth team. They can't just do it on their own, and so we're really searching. And if God is speaking to you about that, even right now, I want you to come talk to me after church, because they need some people to help out on Fridays and different things like that to have an impact into lives of youth. And so come talk to me about that if that's something that's interesting to you. We launched men's ministry this year. Bob is our coordinator for that, for men's ministries and connecting with men, again, both inside and outside the church. I had a chance to hang out with some guys in the church. We went on a very nice boat ride there, sailboat ride. I got a little ill. We had a really good time. And we were out with some other guys on motorbikes that don't go to any church. And we were able to have lunch together and spend some time together and just have impact in the community. So that's awesome. Brand new men's ministry. And now today, officially launching Dan as our young adults and young marriage coordinator and caring for that. And, you know, Dan, we are working on getting you over to the young married side, just so you know. Okay? And he shakes his head. Yes. Okay. And so, you know, we're excited to see those strengthening connections happening. Again, like I mentioned, with that age group that's been known for just kind of walking away from Jesus. That's a big job. But God's able to speak. We had water baptisms this year here in the church. We baptized 7 people already this year in our little baptismal tub. It's just awesome. That is fantastic. We had a Holy Spirit baptism, being filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking into other languages and tongues. We had baby dedications. We dedicated 5 babies this year to the Lord and their families. In our finances this year, we're actually ahead in our general church finances for the first time in a long time. That's a blessing. That's a thank you, God. And we're supporting our global workers in the work of the ministry and being able to actually look at bringing on new workers because of your faithfulness to giving to mission. So we're thankful to God for that. And then there's church growth. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, Jesus says, "And I tell you, you are Peter. On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Acts chapter 2, verse 47 says, "Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved." The church is growing. The church is growing. We had over 40 people at our newcomers barbecue this summer. I actually believe that if everyone was here on a Sunday morning this fall, and maybe that's going to end up happening one of these Sundays, if everyone was here on a Sunday morning, I think we'd pretty much fill every seat that's set up right now, based on my estimates. The church is growing. God is growing his church. Can you say thanks to God for that? Like, we need to be reminded about this stuff sometimes because, you know, we get stuck in this culture that we live in, and sometimes we just think, oh, well, you know, it's whatever. We need to be reminded. We need to have it brought before us. Say, God, thank you. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're doing in us. And we need to give thanks for what God's doing in our lives personally, how he leads us. Give thanks for how he continues to make us more like him. Do you know what I'm saying? God is continually molding us to be more like him. We can give him thanks for that. Let's look back at Colossians now, where we were looking at earlier, our scripture. Can we give thanks for the growth in our lives over this past year? 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 says, by his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know him, the one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. Now, I know that we can actually be our own worst critics. I pray that, you know, there's been growth in some of those areas that we talked about from Colossians in my life over the past year. But the reality is I can look back in my life and I can be really critical because I know myself. I look at myself in the mirror every day. And I can be so self-critical about my lack of growth in areas. And maybe that's you. Maybe as a follower of Jesus, you look and you say, boy, am I growing in him? I know myself. Sometimes we think we've just got this facade on and that if anybody ever really knew me as well as I know myself, they would not want to be around me. We do that. We're our own worst critics. But the reality is that God's desire is to grow us. And he gives you opportunity. He gives me opportunity every day to choose to say, yes, I want to be more like Jesus. To choose to say, yes, I actually want to grow. It's a choice. Are we actually working hard daily to put on, that metaphor again, and grow in mercy, in kindness, in humility, gentleness, and patience towards others? And being a self-critic, what about maybe just for ourselves? Putting on mercy in our own life, having mercy and kindness to ourselves. Having patience in ourselves. Instead of getting down on each other, or getting down on ourselves. You know, and I know it isn't easy, but nobody said it would be. But are you waking up in the morning saying, thank you, God, for another opportunity to do my best at walking with you today? Do you wake up in the morning and say, God, thank you for today? God, thank you that I have another chance to walk with you. Thank you that I have another chance to grow today. And are we growing and making allowances for each other's faults? Are we forgiving those who offend us? See, what I found is that it's difficult to give thanks when we live in this culture of cursing. All around us, it's the fallen nature of humanity without Jesus' redemption. You know, how can we be grateful when so much around us says not to be satisfied until you get what you want? Or what you quote-unquote deserve. There's not a lot of humility there. It's definitely putting ourselves first and others after that. You know, and unfortunately, this culture of cursing, you know, it can even actually slip into the church if we're not watching for it. We can become quick to criticize, quick to discourage instead of encourage. If not verbally out loud, then it's in our thoughts, which translates into our body language, how we interact with one another. You know, I have to say that it's not okay. That's not okay. It's not a character of Christ, and nor how we should be operating And friends, it will be confronted here. Because we need to sharpen one another. We need to grow. We need to be challenging each other to grow, to health. And it's not the community. That's not the community that we believe God's calling us to be here. A community that would be quick to criticize and quick to discourage. But instead, we believe God's calling us to be encouragers, to be people who build each other up. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29 says, don't use foul words. Don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful, so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. You see, God is building up and he's strengthening the body here at CLA. He's working things out in our lives so that we will better reflect the bright light of God that's living in us out into the world. One of the first things that God spoke in as I prayed, I said, God, what is the direction? Where are you leading us, God? When we even first got here, over a year and a half ago, one of the main things was you need to build up the body. You need to encourage the body. You need to let the body know that there are greater days ahead. You need to encourage the body that you know what? He's not finished with us. And that he's going to use us to move forward. And I pray that you've been encouraged. I pray that you've been challenged. Because God is strengthening the core. He's strengthening the body of Christ. Even for those of you here that are newer to the church, just know that you're not here by chance. You're here for a reason. God's growing you, and he's building you up. You know, I've shared this in the past. Now, I just want to remind you again today that we are on this faith journey with Jesus together. And as your pastor, I want to connect with you, and I want to encourage you the best I can. I welcome your thoughts. I welcome your comments. I welcome your concerns. Come and talk to me. The best way for us to keep the church moving forward together is to take time to listen, to sit and talk to one another. Friends, I can't read your mind. I can't. Sometimes I wish I could, but I can't. We're in this together. So as we see Jesus do in the Sermon on the Mount, which we talked about a while ago, he challenges us in that Sermon on the Mount to turn things upside down from the way they are in the culture. And as God's people, we're actually called to live out a culture of blessing others. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16 says this, in the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. Let your good deeds shine out. That's being a blessing. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 and 4 says, be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. Somebody's at the door. So friends, as we grow in our thanksgiving to God, we can actually become a blessing to those around us. You see, as you have that attitude of thanksgiving, God, I thank you for everything that you're doing. God, I'm so thankful for what you're doing. We can become a blessing. We can become a blessing to those around us. And we turn that culture of cursing on its head. And it becomes a culture of blessing. I mean, how many of you enjoy being blessed and encouraged by someone? Some of us do, yeah. I really do. It's really important. So what does that look like in our church? And I'm getting near the end here. Stick with me. What does that look like in our church? You see, it's actually a sincere, encouraging word to a brother or sister. Daryl, you're really, really good at badminton. You are. You are really good at badminton. You've got a lot of experience, and you're way faster than me. But I mean that. Yeah. Stuff like that. Maybe even deeper. But, you know, it's about looking for ways to bless someone in the church. And I know many of you do that already. I know that because I see the cards out on the foyer table, and I hear the conversations that happen during meet and greet and after in our coffee time. Or even as Pastor Edgar put it last week, it's a smile back at a newcomer to Canada that makes all the difference. Just a smile. What does it look like? What does being a person of blessing look like in our community? We've talked about the church. What about in the community? You know, from the thanksgiving to God in our own life, we can actually reach out and bless someone who doesn't know Jesus yet. So here's my challenge to you this morning. As part of the vision of the church moving forward as a people of blessing, I want to encourage you, I want to challenge you. What two people in this congregation and what two people within the community, and if you get a married couple, that counts as one, two for one, will you bless or encourage? Let me say bless and or encourage this week. So what two people in this congregation and two people within the community will you bless and or encourage this week? And so maybe you're really new at this whole blessing and encouraging thing. Well, here's a few suggestions. You could go into the store that you normally shop at, and maybe you see the same cashier and you usually see, and you can tell them that they're actually doing a great job. That's encouraging. You know, you could actually drop some soup off for a neighbor with a note of encouragement. And that's being a blessing and an encouragement, all kind of wrapped up into one. It's just a couple of examples. There are so many things that we can do to share the thankfulness that we have for God and be a blessing in a culture that is not about blessing. I just want to invite the worship team to just come and join me. And we're going to just wrap up. What is the result of having a vision to be a blessing? What is the result of having a vision to be a blessing here in this church, in our lives? Here's the result. Many, many will come to know Jesus because we are his hands and feet here on this earth. We're actually his agents of blessing and encouragement. Friends, we have to be courageous and filled with the Holy Spirit to see and be able to be a blessing. So God is at work here. He's at work in each of our lives, and he continues to lead us on. Friends, prayer is a foundation in our lives to be a people of blessing, as a people of blessing. Prayer leads us to action. Have you been praying? And if you have been, what is the action that God is leading you into? This is up on the slide there for you. It says, I truly believe that as part of our vision at CLA is to become a people who bless those around us and encourage the broken and the lost, Jesus will be glorified and many will come to know him. People will be healed. People will be set free. Because that's what God wants to do. That's why Jesus came. That's why he came and died for us, so that we would be set free and others would be set free from the bondage of sin, from the bondage of selfishness. Do you believe that today? Do you believe that God has great things in store for you today? Or are you buying into the culture of cursing that says, I'm not sure about that? Can I encourage you today? Don't buy into that. Don't buy into what the world says, that there's no point. Look out for yourself. Get ahead. That's not what God's called you to. He's called you to so much more. He's calling us to so much more. Are you going to be a part of God's story for Gibsons and for the Sunshine Coast? Because he wants to use us, but only if we're willing to be obedient to follow his call. And God will speak that to you. It's not my call, it's his call. So follow it. Follow his call. We're going to just close this morning with a song and a prayer. And I just ask that, you know, I just want to encourage you, give thanks to God. Even in your greatest challenges, give thanks to God. Even when things don't seem like they're working out the way you thought they'd work out, give thanks to God because he is sovereign and he is over it all. There's a peace that comes from knowing him. So we're going to pray and we're going to close with a song. Give thanks to the Lord. And I just encourage you to stay, and if you need prayer this morning, if you maybe struggle with giving thanks to God, you struggle with that culture of blessing, culture of cursing that we're in, I just encourage you, stick around. Spend some time with the Lord and be prayed for. Does that sound okay? Amen. Why don't you stand with me if you can this morning? We're going to pray. Lord, thank you this morning. God, we just thank you this morning that you are laying a vision for us to move forward, to be a people of blessing, to be a people of blessing to those around us, God, to those here in the church, to those here in the community. That's a part of what you're calling us to, God, so that your light would shine out, God, through those who follow you and know you as Lord and Savior. God, I pray for each and every single person here, those of us that know you, and maybe even those that don't. Lord, would you speak clearly? Would you share with us, Lord? Would you help to open our eyes to the reality of what you have for us? God, I do believe that many people are going to be healed, set free, God. Many people are going to come to know you, and you are going to be lifted up here in this place and in this community. God, we are all on a journey with you. And God, we're in different places in that journey, but help to continue to grow us, help to continue to make us more into the people that you're calling us to be as individuals and as a church. God, we thank you that you are good and that your love endures forever. You are steadfast. You never change. You're constant. And you're eternal. You have no beginning and you have no end. So we just thank you, Lord. And pray, God, blessing over each family, over each person here, Lord, as they would have turkey dinners, Lord, and Thanksgiving weekend time with family. Lord, we pray blessing, richest blessing, God, on each person. Lord, would you just speak into families? Would you speak into people's lives? Would you encourage, bless people, Lord? Because following you is actually great. Following you is not just about these kind of rules and regulations of what we can and can't do. It's actually freedom. And we just pray that freedom, Lord, into each and every single person's life here today. God, if there's anything that's holding us back, God, I pray you break those things off. Help us to be aware of them, Lord, so we would say, you know what, I don't need to carry that around anymore because I'm free in you. Lord, we just give you thanks again on this weekend. We give you thanks every day, every weekend, Lord, but we just want to give you thanks on this Thanksgiving weekend in particular. And we thank you for that vision, Lord, to be a people of blessing, of encouragement. God, go with us today. Go with us into this week. Speak out life into us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.